Hello, my name is Tape, and I'm from Thailand. Now I study in China in Zhenjiang. I'm a medical student, and the reason why I joined this competition because the topic of this year is really interesting. And as I say, I'm a medical student, and I see that health is such an important thing. So my essay mainly is saying about health, that everybody should have equal right for health.
Okay, and now you're studying in China. Why China?
Actually, China is a little bit cheaper from my family to report, but another good reason is because in China we can study in English. In Thailand, if I study a medical, it's all of the school are in Thailand. And because I can speak English a little bit when I was in Thailand, and I wanted to learn in English so that I can be more globalized.
And now, you wrote your essay in which language?
I wrote it in Chinese.
No way.
I wrote it in Chinese, yes, because we have a lot of Chinese friend there. So, you know, Chinese friend, they taught me a lot. And the city that I stayed in China, it's a very small city, so not many people can speak English. And that's really good.
Your essay, your winning essay, was about health. What specifically about health?
Actually, my essay was about two topics. It's about education and about health. What I say basically is health is everything. Health is a key to happiness, because without good health, there's nothing. Like, I'm a medical student. I go to hospital and see the patients every day, no matter how much money they have. But money can't buy good health. So I believe that everybody should have a good health. They should have a good education, and that would make this world a really, really better place.
And now, of course, this essay competition was that you had to write in a language that was not your native language. So that means you have to be bilingual, or in your case, I'm assuming trilingual?
Yes. You know what? My mom told me that if you know one language, you're one person. If you know two languages, you're two different person. To learn other countries' culture, you have to learn the languages. If you don't learn the languages, you don't truly understand their cultures.
And now I understand you had a very interesting time coming to New York. Something about lost luggage, I think it was?
Yes, I lost my luggage, unfortunately. That's really sad. But now when I come to think of it, it's a really good experience, because I found my really funny friends. All of them were really great to me, helped me. They give me pants to wear, a shirt to wear, a shampoo, everything. So, you know, I love them for that. And we have a really good time. Now when I come to think about it, it's a good experience.
And now finally, I take it this is your first time to New York and to the United Nations. Tell us about that experience.
You know, what's really nice about New York is not only New York itself, but it's about winning this competition and meeting people all around the world. Because every day when I sit in the dinner with them or breakfast with them, you know, we just keep having a really interesting conversation, and I learn so much from them. And that's why this competition has been a life-changing experience for me.